The following message is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. This is Ariana Hatfield, Dominican University student athlete, and I want to personally welcome and thank you for tuning into tonight's episode of Ball is Life, the 10,000 Hour Burnout. Here we talk about the stresses in an athlete's life that can cause severe damage without the support and resources necessary to maintain inner peace. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Ball is Life. I'm sad to say that this is our very last episode, episode 10. It's very bittersweet. I loved making these podcasts. I loved learning about how to interact with a group of people that I don't necessarily know anything about, because I can't see anyone who's watching my podcast. I can only have a feeling of the type of audience that's tuning in, which is most likely student athletes or people a part of that community, like coaches, faculty, whatever that may be. And it's been a great experience. I came into this not knowing anything really about being a podcaster to actually enjoying putting in the time in to have these kind of conversational type of episodes where I'm just talking to someone or a bunch of people or myself, and it really has made me think about everything that I've gone through as a student athlete. So in these past episodes, we've covered burnout, mental health, physical, mental exhaustion, suffering in the classroom. We've gotten a grad student's perspective. We've gotten freshman perspective. We've gotten a sophomore who has just experienced an injuries perspective. And I can honestly say every single one of those experiences was different. And that's what I love so much about this conversation of burnout and mental health, is that everyone's experience is different. There's no right or wrong way to necessarily experience this. And we're kind of approaching the time right now of when most student athletes start to burn out, which is around December, nearing Christmas break, because it's that weird time where we're about to get like a month off from school and we get maybe a week at least, or at most, I should say, a week at most off from our sports. So you're kind of in that limbo where it's like, I should rest during this time, but do I want to get out of shape? Do I want to sit around and do nothing? Will my skills digress instead of progress? It's just a really weird time. So basketball, which is the team that I'm a part of, as I've said before, women's basketball. So we get a week off the 20th through the 27th. And then there's like a whole month where we're just out of school. All my classes, I'm not sure about anyone else, but all my classes end pretty much this week, because all my assignments and my last classes are happening this week, and we're not doing any big finals. We're just doing our final exams, kind of tests, quizzes, which is, yeah. So basically, my classes end this week, and so I'm kind of in that limbo too, where I'm going to have so much free time. I'm not going to have to go to classes anymore. I'm only going to have to go to practice. And obviously, I'm going to have to still work and everything. But I'm just going to have to go to practice. And that's kind of weird for me, because I'm going to have so much downtime. And growing up in an environment that, you know, I've talked about before, where training was like my 24/7 life, to now, where I'm not necessarily not training all the time, but I'm kind of limiting myself to how much I do train outside of practice. Just because, and that actually has nothing to do with me wanting to preserve my body, shockingly enough. It's just I prioritize other things over training outside of practice. I was talking to one of my teammates the other day, and I'm not going to say any names. I don't want to throw her under the bus, but, you know, she was getting shots up in the gym after we had gotten out of practice. And I was like, hey, so-and-so, did you get our project done? Like, your half of the project, because it's due next week, yada, yada, yada. And she was like, oh, I didn't even know we had a project. And I was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, like, I sent you the email. I did my part. I just need you to do your part so we can maybe turn in early, maybe get an extra few points or whatever. And she was like, oh, well, yeah, I'll get it done. Like, it's probably going to be late. And I was like, why? Like, it's due next week and we have all this free time. And she kind of just like, turns around, keeps shooting. And it's like, that is something that I see a lot in student athletes, which is why I think the stereotype of student athletes not working hard outside of their sport is so strong, and it's still there, you know, because some, not all, there are some athletes that I've met that have this nonchalant kind of attitude towards academics. Because, you know, you came on a scholarship, you don't have to get A's in every single class to pass, you know. So, and that, to me, I've never wanted to be that athlete. I never wanted to be the athlete that was in the class that everyone was like, oh, Ariana's going to do the bare minimum because that's just who she is. She doesn't care about anything else but basketball. She just wants to have a good time. She doesn't care. I've never wanted to be that athlete because that's not true. I care about a lot of things, especially my schoolwork, you know, especially because COVID last year was a really hard year for me, and my grades definitely did suffer because I wasn't used to being online and over Zoom. And truth be told, I hate Zoom, and I wish that, you know, we never did that. I wish we were never in the pandemic in the first place. But Zoom, I think, is probably the worst thing that's ever happened to me. So, especially this year, when I get I have the opportunity to be in person, I seize that opportunity so much. Like, meeting with partners to get projects and essays and stuff done, I will be like, let's meet in the library. Let's meet in Conlin. Let's, you know. And I seize that opportunity because I need that in-person interaction. I need to be able to lay everything out and, you know, see what the other person sees and just write with a pencil and we both scribble on the same page, or me go to a teacher in person and be able to tell them, this is where I'm struggling, this is where I need help. And most people aren't like that, and that's totally fine, but I am definitely an in-person person, and I definitely prioritize my school even more than I ever have this year because of that break we kind of took last year with being in person. So yeah, with that being said, I got a little bit off topic, but so we have this like small break from athletics and this huge break from school, and then it's like, should I not work out that week and let my body rest for that week since I have no school as well? You know, should I let it fully rest, or should I continue to work out like on my own? But how much is too much? And see, these questions flow through my head, especially during long breaks. And I never know what is right and what is wrong. Because yes, I listen to my body. And sometimes your body it's not always clear what your body is trying to tell you. Like, sometimes I'm sore because I worked out, I lifted some weights the day before, and my body's sore. And then I'm like, does that mean that I shouldn't do something right now? Or does that mean like I'm just sore? Like, can I just stretch it out? Is it okay to do this? Is it okay to do that? And it's like, I'm never really sure. And of course, if you ask a trainer or a coach, you're going to say, oh, you're fine. If you ask a teammate, of course, they're going to be like, okay, well, I don't know. I mean, you tell me. So it's kind of like, you're always in this limbo. And I keep using the word limbo because it's someone said this to me the other day. It was actually my trainer, Max. She was like, sometimes you're just stuck in limbo. And I was like, limbo? What do you mean limbo? And it's just like this unknown place. Like, you don't know what's going on or what you're doing or what we're trying to tell you. You're just in limbo. And so I love that word so much because it explains a lot, especially about me as an athlete, because she was right. I am usually in limbo. Like, I cannot stress enough how much I get confused and just don't know, like, what's going on with my own body. Like, right now my back is killing me, and I don't know if that's like, oh, maybe I slept wrong, maybe it is from basketball, it does hurt when I practice, or, you know, is it because I took a fall, is it because I lifted wrong, you know, do I need to rest for the day? It's all unknown, because although I do know what my body feels and my body does know all, it's me that doesn't know how to translate that. And I wonder if other athletes feel the same way too, because I hear a lot of athletes, you know, I don't want to say the word complaining because that makes it kind of seem like their feelings are invalid, but maybe talking about how their bodies are killing them and how they just can't do it. And, you know, we'll be, me and my teammates especially, like, we're in the training room all the time and we're like, hey, I can't do it. Like, I cannot do this today. I can't do this today. 5 minutes later, we're out on the court, we're warming up, we're getting ready to go. And it's like, what does that mean? Does that mean that our bodies really can't take it? Are we just pushing through something that we can't take? Or are we being dramatic? Or what? What does that mean for us? And it's just so, it's such a weird time right now. And just being on a long break, I keep saying it, this long break I think is going to be detrimental to a lot of people, because there's kind of like a spectrum of athletes. There's the athletes that, you know, they don't work out on their own time and they're fine with that. They still perform well. They don't really need to do that. And then there's the extreme ones that work out as much as they possibly can. They're always in the gym, never see them outside of the gym. And, you know, there's kind of in the middle where they sometimes work out, sometimes they don't. It's just whenever, you know, whenever they feel that their body is like up for it. And I can honestly say I'm one of those people. If my body is up for it, I will be in the gym with Brittany and I will be shooting, you know, putting my work in, or I'll go back to San Francisco and I'll work. There's a gym right up the street. It's a private school, so it's just like a court that I can go into because I coach the basketball team there. I'll go up there, get some shots up, or I'll do whatever. And I just think that this break is definitely going to be detrimental to the people who are the extreme workout fanatics, like who are constantly shooting, constantly going on runs, constantly working out. And I say this not because it's unhealthy to work out a lot, because that, hopefully that those of you who have listened to my podcast, that is what causes burnout. It is not the working out all the time. It is the recovery. The recovery is what kills the body. And that is going to be detrimental to those who work out a lot, because knowing a lot of athletes now, they don't have a lot of knowledge on how to recover. So this makes it hard for their bodies to properly heal and properly grow and function in the right way. And so that's why I worry about these long breaks. And it's always around this time of the year. I never have these issues over Easter or Valentine's Day or whatever, St. Patrick's Day or Thanksgiving, because we usually only get like a couple days off for Thanksgiving. But yeah, I never have those problems over those breaks, but it usually is this December Christmas break, because every school, I don't care where you go, you get a longer break for Christmas than you get any other holiday. So for all my student athletes out there, that are extreme workout fanatics and are going to be in the gym every single day. They're not going to take any time off. I strongly advise you to hydrate, stretch, even when you're not working out, stretch before you go to bed, stretch when you wake up, put healthy things in your body. You know, shout out Amy. She talks about the shopping cart, put healthy things in your body and make sure that you're getting a good amount of rest, because working out and then maybe going out and partying or whatever you're doing or staying up all night or working out all night, that is not good for your body. Your body needs to rest. It needs to recover. So make sure that you're taking care of your temple, because you only have one, so you don't want to knock it down. But with that being said, that wraps up our very last episode of Ball is Life. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate all of you that have taken the time to listen to my episodes and hear what I have to say and hear what other people have to say. It means a lot to me. This topic means a lot to me, and this class and this podcast mean a lot to me. So thank you guys for showing me this support and this love. Thank you, and have a great Christmas break. And remember, guys, recover, 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 recover. Thank you. This podcast has been created by the students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for listening to another episode of Ball is Life, where we look into an athlete's mind beyond the ball. See you next week.